A new study on type 2 diabetes in children was released yesterday by the New England Journal of Medicine. And the simple fact that there's been a large-scale study of this disease in kids is troubling because up until the 1990s, kids were rarely diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. It was called adult-onset diabetes. Now, there are 3,600 new cases a year in children and teens. And to complicate matters further, new research finds this disease is harder to treat in kids compared to adults and progresses more rapidly as well. Dr. David Nathan joins us now. He's an author of the study, director of the Diabetes Center at the Massachusetts General Hospital, and professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School. David, why is this so frightening and shocking, is the reaction of many doctors to the results of this study?
Well, as you pointed out, this type of diabetes is called adult onset, now type 2 diabetes. And in the past, we really rarely, if ever, saw it in children. But now we're seeing it because of the increase in obesity in this population, as well as in the entire U.S. population, so that there are now children presenting with what used to be an old person's disease. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that the idea of the Today study was to determine what was the best therapy using models that we'd used in adults with type 2 diabetes. And unfortunately, although we did demonstrate that a two-drug therapy seemed to work better than the other other interventions that were tested, none of the methods really worked that well.
We also with us this morning, Sarah Chernov, a college senior at right now and a participant in the study. And Sarah, you were diagnosed with type 2 diabetes at 16 years old. Can you explain how that possibly changed your teenage years?
Sure. Hi, good morning. I was diagnosed when I was 16. It definitely had an effect on, you know, me, but really I went through the whole period of denial and trying to understand what was going on to me. But through the research and through being a study participant, I was really able to understand what diabetes meant in a 16-year-old and what did it mean for me. I think I definitely struggled with it, but having the support systems that I do, I was able to not necessarily overcome, but be able to understand it better.
David, the study found that it's harder to treat this kind of diabetes in kids and the disease progresses more rapidly. What exactly does that mean?
Well, we know that treating diabetes actually can be quite successful these days because we understand that controlling blood glucose, blood sugar levels more intensively, getting them to be closer to the non-diabetic range, can prevent the long-term complications of diabetes. So the Today study was directed at trying to keep the test called the hemoglobin A1C. It's a measure of average glucose. And we were trying to keep that as close to the non-diabetic range as possible. And we were unable to keep these young people from getting worsening of their average blood sugar levels. And so that, you know, suggests that if we don't do a better job of that, that they may be in for trouble later on in their lives because they may develop more problems associated with diabetes, such as eye disease and kidney and nerve disease.
And in fact, many of them had to go on insulin within months.
Yes. I mean, that was one of the ways that we described, the failure of the study. If the methods that we were using didn't work, they needed insulin. It's important to point out that insulin is not a bad thing. Insulin is what many people with diabetes need. But in fact, that was one of the measures of when we had failed with the other interventions we tried.
Well, Sarah, I wonder what your reaction is to this study. Another thing that they tried was very intensive behavioral therapy, weight loss, exercise, lifestyle changes. And the study seems to say that it's harder to change behaviors in kids than adults. I wonder if you have any opinions on why that is.
I definitely think it's harder to change behaviors in children just because, you know, we're kind of set in our ways and we're stubborn sometimes. For me personally, I was not in the lifestyle behavior modification change section of the study, so I don't really know what, you know, they went through or what the process was for them. But I know that for me, you know, taking my medications all the time was definitely something that was difficult. I was 16. I didn't even know how to swallow a pill when I first started the study. So I think there's definitely struggles when dealing with children, especially when you have to tell them that it's something chronic and they're going to have this for the rest of their life. But at the same time, I do think that things can change and children especially are able to make those changes once they understand and can comprehend what's going on.
Well, how could we, Sarah, how would you suggest then that we help kids maybe change their lifestyle or help manage this disease better?
Well, I think a big part of this is through the support systems and especially through the doctors that we go to. I had a terrible experience with a doctor once who told me that I was pretty much going to die and that I wasn't able to, you know, if I didn't do all these things, if I didn't cut out all of the things that I enjoyed or if I didn't, you know, lose 20 pounds in the next month or anything like that, that I was going to be in big trouble. And I think that lack of understanding for children especially was difficult. And that makes me not want to, you know, follow the study because, you know, I'm a stubborn 16-year-old. And I think the support that I got through the Today study really made me realize that, yes, this is a chronic disease. And yes, it's something you're going to be fighting for the rest of your life. But there are people here who can support you and can help you through it. And I think the support that I got really, you know, affected me and how I changed my lifestyle.
That's Sarah Chernov, now a college senior, but she was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes at just 16 years old. Also with us, an author of the study and professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School is Dr. David Nathan. And David, one of the authors, one of your colleagues on this study said the biggest message that he took away was that kids shouldn't get type 2 diabetes, that preventing this disease from occurring is probably the only real treatment we have at this point. That seems like a distressing comment.
Well, it's not distressing if we take it seriously. I think what Sarah said is incredibly perceptive, that there are a number of reasons why children, once they have, you know, once they've reached this stage when they tend to be very heavy, they are undergoing all the hormonal changes that occur during puberty and adolescence, and that makes it even more of a challenge. And as Sarah says, it's hard for kids to, you know, do something that they see as punitive. I mean, nobody likes to do that, and children in particular are going to have trouble following, you know, the rules that we think they need to follow in order to reverse it. However, if we can prevent people from getting as overweight as they are, if we can change the eating patterns, if we can increase the activity levels in school and elsewhere, maybe we can prevent this from happening. Which would, of course, be much better than trying to, you know, treat it once the, you know, once the horse is out of the barn.
And Sarah, do you think Americans simply aren't facing the reality of childhood obesity?
I don't know. That's a huge question. I think that people are understanding it, but I also think that there is so much more to what it means to be type 2 diabetic than just being obese. And I think that that is something that's looked over a lot. You know, the question of is America truly, you know, ignoring this? I don't think anyone's ignoring it anymore. You know, people are talking about it all the time.
Sarah Chernov, college senior, now a participant in this study, was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes at 16 years old. And Dr. David Nathan is an author of this new study that was in the New England Journal of Medicine, director of the Diabetes Center at Massachusetts General Hospital, and professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.